We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield.
Breaks a tackle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live at Moody's Country Store and Barbecue, this is the Bud Light OU Huddle, presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. The OU Huddle is also brought to you by Homeland Grocery, locally owned by our employees. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Riverwind Casino, still the one. And by Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. This is the Bud Light OU Huddle. Now, here's Toby Rowland.
Welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It is a Thursday night. That means it's time to talk Sooner Sports. We got 2 hours of OU talk in front of us, and we got a big show tonight. We need air traffic control again tonight. In the next hour, it's all basketball. Porter Moser's going to be here, along with one of his stars, Tanner Groves, will be in the house tonight. Jenny Baranchek's team got another one on the road last night. She's going to be here along with the soon-to-be all-time three-point leader in women's college basketball history. Taylor Robertson will be here tonight. Kirsten Johnson as well. In the next half hour, we're talking women's gymnastics with KJ Kindler, Audrey Davis, and Danae Fletcher going to come along with her tonight. But we start the show grappling tonight. We're talking wrestling right out of the gates. And please help me welcome the head coach of the OU wrestling program, Lou Rosselli, everybody. How are we doing, coach?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you here tonight.
No, thanks.
Opening segment is always brought to you by Community Coffee here on the Huddle. Family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes. You are fresh back from Virginia, the Virginia Duels, and you had another successful meet up there.
Yeah, you know, we start a little slow, but I think that, you know, as the second day came about, our guys got a little more motivated. You know, we took a hit to Maryland. We lost 18-16. And I just think that, you know, our guys just, we had some guys that didn't wrestle to their potential, you know. So, you know, I think that we had a couple ranked guys that went down in some really close matches, you know, with the ride out. Then the second day, well, we came back and we wrestled Campbell at night. And the next day we wrestled Ohio. And We wrestled Navy to finish it off, and so we were 3-1. It was okay. I think we can wrestle a lot better than that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We get another opportunity to compete against West Virginia. They're ranked 22, and I think, you know, if we wrestle to our potential, we can do way better than what we've shown at the Virginia Duels.
West Virginia, by the way, in McCaslin Fieldhouse tomorrow night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. Oklahoma-West Virginia will be fun. Big picture, season so far, how do you feel like it's gone for your guys?
Well, we're 6-3 right now, and we could easily be 9-0. I mean, we've had three losses, and those three losses came at, you know, a 5-5 split. So, you know, sometimes it's just bonus points. Sometimes it's one guy that was capable of winning that went down. I mean, the matches are close. So if we can win all the close matches, and obviously, you know, the goal is to get bonus points for ourselves to put us in a position where you get those wins. But we've done well, but I think, you know, we can wrestle at another level. We can get to a place where that's just, you know, we can build on those leads, you know. And so I think we've been fair for my liking. You know, I think we can do better.
Good, but there's room for improvement.
Of course.
As every coach would always say, for sure. Introduce us to your team a little bit. Take us through the weight classes and who has stepped up for you so far this year.
Well, our 25-pounder, Joey Prada. Joey's been here. He's a transfer from Virginia Tech. He was in a round of 12 a year ago. He, you know, so right now he's been ranked in that category between 10 and 20. So he's done a really nice job for us. When we've had a couple struggles, it's usually he's one of our team captains. We got to get him wrestling at a level all the time. But Joey's done a really good job. He works really hard. It matters to him. And I'm excited for the second part of the season for him, because I think that if when he's all dialed in and he gets a nice work-to-rest ratio with his legs and, you know, making weight over, you know, a year, I think takes its toll on him. You know, your 125-pounder, and Joey's, you know, already done his undergraduate, and so he's working on his graduate degree, so he's 24, 25 years old. So it takes his toll. You get 25 sure. Making weight still. So I think if we can get him wrestling on all cylinders, I think that, you know, he can be on the stand at the end. 133, we have a redshirt freshman from Iowa, Wyatt Henson, and he's a freshman. So Wyatt's done a really good job, and the things that I do like about him is Wyatt wrestles hard. You know, they say go, and he gets after the guy right away. So, and sometimes he gets a little bit juiced, but what I'd say is when they say go, he's a competitor. And if we can iron a few of those things out, I think you'll see some big things from him as we go down the pipe, because he is used to winning. He's won, I think he was won one state title in Missouri, won a couple state titles in Pennsylvania, which is, you know, a very good state. So we look for a lot of big things out of Wyatt. I don't think it's something that, you know, losing – it, you know, nobody takes it lightly, but this guy, yeah, I think that for him, you know, he goes bananas when he loses. So I think, I think that we just got to contain that. And most people do, but containing that and getting them ferocious and keeping that 7 minutes out of them will certainly help us. 141, we have Moshe Schwartz. You know, Moshe is from Colorado. He's 12-2 or something. Last weekend, you know, he pinned the number 15 guy in the country. So Moshe's capable of doing some big things. You know, they don't have him ranked quite as high as I think he should be. You know, he won against Oklahoma State. He beat the Navy guy by fall. You know, he's had a couple setbacks, lost in the finals of the Michigan State tournament. But I do think that if he gets himself wrestling to where he's capable, he can be a real problem as well. 149, you know, Mitch Moore. We have a couple guys at this weight class, but Mitch Moore is the standout. Mitch, you know, he's a transfer from Virginia Tech as well, and Mitch is someone that can score big points because he's a pinner. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we can get him wrestling, he was around a 12 a year ago as well, and so, you know, I look forward to seeing Mitch, you know, down the pipe here do well. Certainly has his work cut out for him, but I think for him, because, you know, one of the better guys in the country, this Yanni Yakimahalis, is at his weight class, who's a college wrestler that was second in the world. So, wow. But at the same time, I think that, hey, and, you know, he's been beat a couple times, or beat at least once. So, you know, Mitchell should have a good rest of the season if he can just dial in. So 157, we got a lot of guys at 157. We're still a little bit up in the air right there. But, you know, Jacob Butler and Jared Hill and Alejandro Herrera, they're three guys. Two are redshirt freshmen. One is, he's in his fourth or fifth year. But they're all really competitive. So we're trying to figure out where we're at with that weight class, you know. They've all done pretty well. Some's won in the wrestle-offs. But beating the field is what really matters most. 165. You know, Garrett Ninehouse, he's from Pittsburgh. You know, Garrett's, I believe, only has one loss. He lost once to in the Michigan State Open. But he's showing, you know, he won against Oklahoma State. He has a monster match tomorrow against West Virginia with Peyton Hall. And I think, you know, if he wrestles and comes ready and makes weight right, I think that'll, you know, he's lost to him in overtime a year ago. And so I think that if he, you know, comes ready tomorrow, it should be fun for the fans to watch.
Yeah.
You know, 174, you know, right now we've got a little bit of battle going on. Darian Roberts has done really well. He has three top 20 wins. It was ranked as high as 13th so far. You know, Tate Piccolo is also in that, you know, category two. And then Tate has stepped in a little bit and has done a nice job and wrestles hard. So, but, you know, Tate's a freshman. Darian's a junior. So that should be interesting how that plays out. At 184 right now, we have Keegan Moore. You know, he was 2-2 at Nationals last year. You know, has struggled a little bit because he's been at 84-97. But I think, you know, if I can get him, you know, making weight right and get his mind right, you know, you'll see a better product out of him. You know, 97 right now, we have a few guys. You know, Seth Seago's been in there. Seth's been, you know, he was pretty good at the Michigan State Open. You know, I think he was like 4-5-1. You know, but he struggled in some dual meets. You know, he's had some challenges with that. But he's had some really good guys. You know, wrestled against Lehigh, and he was wrestled guy ranked second in the country. So Carson Berryhill is also at that weight class. You know, so we have a couple options there. Berryhill's from Tuttle. And so we'll see tomorrow who we use, you know. But Carson has only had a few competitions so far. So I'm not sure which direction we're going to go quite just yet. We got to see how the match is going.
Okay.
And then heavyweight, we have Josh Heinzelman. And Josh has wrestled fantastic this year. You know, he's probably got... I bet you 5 or 6, and that somewhere in there, if I had to count them up, you know, top 20 wins. So, you know, putting points on the board, wrestles hard, has, you know, his work ethic has been great. He's been prepared for each of the matches, and if he gets in a tight battle, he understands what that looks like, you know, and so he knows how to win a close one. You know, if we can get more points on the board for him, you know, and in the lesser opponents a year ago, he wasn't doing that, you know, and now I think for him, you know, when you put 19 points on the board, that's good development for him. You know, and you start getting comfortable putting points up. And you expect that out of yourself. So, you know, whatever you expect is what you'll get.
Josh going to join us, by the way, next segment, Josh Heinzelman. West Virginia, give me a scouting report on these guys. How big is this test tomorrow?
Well, first I'll tell you, you know, I worked with Tim Flynn, you know, for probably 9 or 10 years, you know, maybe more full time, you know, when I was at Edinburgh University. So I went from Edinburgh to Ohio State, and I was at Ohio State for 10 years. But I was in Edinburgh with Tim from 1988, and he wasn't there the whole time, but until 2006 when I left. So really close friends, know what he's all about, know that he is someone that's going to bring his team and make sure they're ready. You know, I know what he stands for, and so I always tell people, I said, listen, I know this guy. He's going to make sure his guys are ready for you. So I'll start with that, you know, because you just know who's real and who's not, you know. But I'd say at 125 is a marquee matchup. You know, Cardinal, who's he was running around at 12 a year ago. He was an All-American the year before that. Joey Prati, you know, is certainly capable of beating him. I think they've wrestled once before, and I don't even know who won that. But I think 165, the Peyton Hall, Ninehouse match is a marquee matchup. And I also think at heavyweight, I think Josh's match with Wolfgram, you know, I think they've wrestled a few times. Josh has got 2 wins over him. He's got 1. And there'll be several other matches I feel like they're going to be close. You know, just depends who they bring. I don't know exactly every guy that they're going to bring because you can use freshmen now.
Yeah.
You know, at 5 times you can use a freshman. So they got a 74-pounder they've been bringing in and out of the lineup, you know, in this Conley. So I'm not sure they're going to use him again or not. But, you know, I think that at 41 they have a guy, you know, this Jordan Titus, who beat the number 2 guy in the country week or two ago. So Moshe will have his work cut out for him, but I'm confident that, you know, Moshe will be able to respond and you know, do well.
When you've got a choice there between a couple of guys, how far in advance do you have to declare who you're sending out there?
I could send them out moments before.
Really?
So, yes.
Literally a match time decision.
I could make them, yeah. Decide. I can just, you know, 149 walks out there. That one's done. I have 2 guys at 57. I can make the call right there. Go, get them.
Nice.
So be ready.
Baseball manager would love that. Yeah. You don't have to turn out a lineup or anything.
Yeah.
Just
be ready.
Set it out there.
As long as they wait in.
We're going to sneak in a break. When we come back, Coach Roselli and I are going to be joined by Sooner heavyweight Josh Heinzelman. They're getting set for West Virginia tomorrow, 7 o'clock in McCaslin Fieldhouse. You can watch it on ESPN+. We'll be back on The Huddle right after this.
The Huddle is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing the best in real Texas barbecue. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. The Sooner Junior Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for more information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Mathis Home, and Devon Energy. And OU's 2022 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show. Here's a look at the upcoming OU wrestling schedule. It's brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Visit KincaidCoach.com for more information. West Virginia coming up tomorrow night in Norman. Then they're going to hit the road. Tough one at Iowa State. Northern Iowa up in Cedar Falls. And then the Missouri Tigers coming to town there in early February. And we are joined now by Sooner heavyweight Josh Heintzelman on the set. This is history. We've been doing this show for a long time. It is the first time in the history of the show we have had two residents of Piedmont, Oklahoma on the set at the same time. He's a Piedmont Wildcat, everybody. Welcome, Josh. How you doing, young man?
Doing good.
Good. It's great to have you. You're having a great season. You had a big tournament up there in Virginia. You got a pin against Ohio. Triple overtime win against Navy. Things are going well for you, aren't they?
Yes, they're going good. We're just starting to roll. I'm starting to get some wins piled up and just wrestling how I want to. Just got to score a little more points, avoid the triple overtime matches, and be a little better off.
Coach, tell us about this young man. What makes him special?
Well, I think his work ethic. You know, I think that in wrestling, it's tough. So I think that you got to love wrestling, and I think he does. And if you love it, then you'll do all the work. So I think that what really sets him apart is that he loves to be there. He loves to learn wrestling. He doesn't mind all the work and the grueling workouts that you got to have. And so that's what separates you right away is just his work ethic and the love of the game. So, you know, and then obviously he's working on scoring some more points, but guess what? You know, that's just part of it. That's growth. And so we expect big things. It's coming.
Take a look at some highlights from Josh this year. What's the area you've been trying to focus on this year, Josh? What do you want to get better at?
Finishing takedowns when I got a leg, scoring points, just trying to get a takedown and top, working on top, which I've improved a lot in top and takedowns. But I would say the biggest reason is our RTC. They brought a guy in for me to train with me, for the Olympic Training Center, and he's trying to train to make the Olympic team. And so he's my partner every day, and so that makes it.
It makes you better.
Yeah,
you got tough competition every day.
Ready every practice.
You know, not every match, but a lot of them. You got the anchor leg here. You know, with the heavyweight, any extra pressure that comes with that?
Definitely, the duel comes down to you. There's a lot of pressure on you, but I mean, I've wrestled heavyweight for many years, and so you kind of get used to it. You got to keep your nerves calm and just stay relaxed.
Two-time Oklahoma State champ. Let me tell you a little bit more about this guy. First team academic all Big 12, 4.0 GPA, biology major, unbelievable academic as well as a fantastic wrestler. What are we doing with this biology degree?
Hopefully dental school is the goal down the line. So once I'm done wrestling, I'll try to work towards dental school and hopefully be a dentist.
You're going to open a dentist office out there in Piedmont?
Yeah, maybe Norman or Piedmont or somewhere.
I'll be your customer. Yeah, absolutely. Coach, I want to ask you about your program. This is a proud Oklahoma wrestling program. 7 national championships. Flow Wrestling recently released their top 100 wrestlers of all time. 6 Sooners were on that list. You got the Big 12 championship a couple of years ago. You sent 9 guys to the NCAAs last year. Where do you feel like you are as far as trying to build Oklahoma wrestling back to its glory days?
Well, I think we're getting very close to where we want to be. Are we there yet? I think there's a lot of buckets that people just don't understand that you have to fill. You know, and from the 6 years ago starting, I think, you know, you have to go out and get the right kids, right? So you got to recruit really well. And then you got this Olympic program that's like 100, you got to have it to be successful. and then you got to build your culture. And so all these buckets that you're filling, and I think, you know, we're really close. And I you know, I'm getting the right people involved in the program. You know, I think that our Olympic program has had a lot of growth to it, which certainly is helping Josh. You know, academic standards go with it as well. You know, our goals have, you know, a 3.0 as a team. You know, so as we continue to make progress and add depth to our weight classes so we have options, you know, and build the culture that we need, you know, I think that every good person we bring into our program right now, I think will grow exponentially. Mm-hmm. You know, and so when we bring a top flight recruit in that can step in right away, and you know, and that's really what you're really looking for, guys that can step in as a freshman. He can step in and win. You know, and as we do that, you know, you just got to have the partners, that, you know. So I think there's just a lot of things to it. I don't think it's ever, you know, to rebuild us compared to where we were 6 years ago, and we didn't have as many options, and, you know, getting to a place where we do have one Big 12 championship. You know, we've been second, I think, three or four times. So, I mean, the goal is not just to win the Big 12. It's obviously to do well on a national level and to make sure that, you know, this program is building back to one of the elite programs so that you're a top 10, top 5 team that you're running for a title. And, you know, as we continue to make progress with that, I think some of it's built around the culture. And I think some of it's in the workout partners and the standards, you know, and I think that we have a lot of things in place, and we just got to keep getting the people involved to make it look right. I mean, and now that you deal with image and likeness, and I'm sure Portal will talk a little more on that type of stuff, it's necessary, you know, to have these things, you know, to have workout partners that are elite, you know, not just on the guys on your team, but guys that are training for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And that's always been my goal since the day I got here, is to build an incredible Olympic program, you know, and you got to have resources to do that.
Yeah, I don't think about things like that. Like, practice partner is everything, I would think. You haven't been here for the entirety of the Roselli era, but you've been around for a while. Could you speak to where you see the program at right now?
Yeah, in my 4 years I've been here, this is definitely the deepest and, like, most hardworking, best team that we've had yet. And it's, like, the partner, just being able to work out with good guys every day and, like, the Olympic Training Center, having guys that have been at the top level and know what to help you and teach you the right things just makes a huge difference, and we've came a long way.
Coach, what's the health of collegiate wrestling right now?
Well, I think it's, you know, it just depends how you look at it. You know, I would say that right now, that, you know, with image and likeness and the things that are happening with that, we don't really know what's going to happen when it comes to that, when it comes to, is that going to help or hurt, right? Because the rich will get richer, you know, the haves and have-nots, it will separate. But right now, you know, I think there's 76 or 77 programs. I think, you know, the bigger ones that have the revenue streams that you got to have to keep it around. You know, I really can't speak on what programs would be, you know, would fall if this image and likeness. But I do think wrestling is strong in the state of Oklahoma. I think it's strong in high school. I do believe that, you know, people that really, really like wrestling, I think there's growth in that. Obviously, it depends what state you look at.
Sure.
You know, when it comes to high school wrestling.
Iowa's healthy. Pennsylvania's healthy.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Right. Where you're looking, right? I mean, you can always make an argument for or against something. But, you know, as of right now, I think that, hey, well, we got to take what we got. There's 76 or 77 programs. Hopefully, they'll keep building on that. And then Division I programs, that'll help. You know, it'd be great if we had programs in Texas, programs in Florida that were college Division I programs where people could go and land so that those places can start flourishing a little bit, too. So, but I really don't want to speak too long on my speculation of where it could go.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I'm a wrestling fan. This is what I've done my whole life. You know, I spent 9 years at Edinburgh, 10 years at Ohio State, and this is my seventh season here. So, you know, I'd like to say that it's going to flourish no matter whether I'm in it or not.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not really up to me, you know, as we move forward.
Josh, wrestling's an interesting sport. It's a little like golf in that it's a team sport. We're keeping a team score to decide who wins. But it's very much mano a mano when you're out there. It's an individual sport as well. Is there team chemistry? Is there such a thing as kind of team momentum and in that locker room and everything?
Absolutely. And you'll see it in a bunch of duels when you come out and your first guy comes out hot and gets a win going. Everyone gets behind each other and you start rolling and you raise yourself to the level of your teammates. And definitely chemistry, even though it's an individual sport, it's a huge factor.
How do you feel about your matchup tomorrow with West Virginia? Coach said it's going to be one of the big ones. And then what goes into scouting an opponent?
So some people like to watch film on their guy, and some don't. It just kind of depends on who you are. I like to watch my matches, and you can kind of see, gives them like what their lead leg is, kind of how they wrestle, what their number one takedown is, gives you an idea.
Sure.
And then for the match for West Virginia, yeah, I think we wrestle how we should. It shouldn't be a problem. We've got 10 guys, I'd say, and every one of them can win their match. We're really talented. I think if we wrestle how we should, it shouldn't be a problem.
If you're the last match out, and I don't know if you will be it tomorrow or not, but if and when you are you watching all the other ones? Or are you back there with some headphones on, not even paying attention to what's going on?
I try to get involved the first four, but I try to go in the back and calm my nerves and just stay away, because you get too amped up if you watch all the matches and start cheering.
Yeah.
And so I try to leave and go listen to some headphones. And
hype music? Yeah, what's your go-to?
I stay away from the hype music. I get too hype, and it gets kind of in my head, and I get going too much. I got to keep my calm.
What's in the headphones there? You just got some mantras speaking in your brain a little bit, or what's?
I'll listen to some music, but I can't listen to, like, some rap or some...
No Eminem, like, or anything.
Yeah,
like that,
some hard rock, and nothing that gets me going too much. I stay calm.
All right, well, man, good luck the rest of the season, especially tomorrow night against West Virginia. Keep making Piedmont proud. Coach, thanks for being here. Good luck against the Mountaineers. Josh Heinzelman, Lou Roselli, everybody. The national champs are waiting in the wings. We're talking women's gymnastics next here at Rudy's. Stay with us. The Huddle is brought to you by Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Riverwind Casino, still the one. By Bud Light, it's for the fans. And the OU Fan Shop is the best place to gear up for game day at shop.soonersports.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good again, folks. Welcome back to Rudy's. The champs are in the house. Please help me welcome Sooner women's gymnastics coach KJ Kindler, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the stars of the OU women's gymnastics team, six-time All-American, Audrey Davis. How are you doing, Audrey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here tonight, ladies. Great win against LSU. 12,000, incredible environment, coach. And you went in there and you took it from them. Doesn't it feel great to win on the road?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. That was an environment, as a coach, I haven't even been part of something like that. It was crazy. It was really loud. They handled themselves really well. I was actually surprised at the level of volume in there.
What was it like?
It was very loud. Exactly what she said. There was so much energy, but I think we used it in the best way possible.
How did you feel like, Coach, the team? Obviously, they did great. They won. But
you're critical of them. How did you feel like your overall evaluation was of the night?
We hit, but we didn't hit. You know, so
what's that mean?
We hit our routines, but our landings were a little off. And for us, that's a tenth every time. So we only hit one landing out of six on beam. So we probably gave up four tenths there, and then two landings out of six on bars. So we gave up three. Like we gave up a 198.4, really, is how that looks to me. We can do better. But I thought they kept their composure really good in that environment. We hit. And though little nerves came out here and there, I think for the second meet of the season, it's very promising the way they handled that.
It's got to give you, I would think it's got to make you feel good that you win. You win on the road, and you know you can be better than you were.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Very cool. What about you? How'd your night go?
It was okay. I definitely had some obstacles to overcome, but I think that I did as well as I could at the moment.
Yeah. Audrey, how do you be ready for an environment like that? The amount of focus that it takes, the amount of composure that it takes to be able to perform in that setting like that?
I think that our coaches do a really good job at preparing us and letting us know how much energy that building was going to have. They told us to really just keep our heads on straight and make sure that we're focusing on what we're doing and focusing on each other. So when we do that, we do our thing and we do it well.
I can't handle the beam. I've told Coach
Look
before,
at her.
I can't even watch when you guys are up there. It's too much. It's too much. It's amazing. You were talking earlier with me today about some of the ways you try to prepare them for pressure. Share some of those examples.
Yeah, so we do partner routines a lot of times. I'll use beam as an example. And when they're partnered together, they can only be successful if both people succeed. And so they really feel the pressure of succeeding for their teammate. And I think that's the pressure that gets them the most. Not the pressure of winning or the pressure of beating the other team or doing those things, but to do well for their own team. That's really where the pressure comes, especially when you have a team with such good chemistry and as close as our team is. Like, yeah. they want to succeed for each other.
Audrey, do you have a match day routine, or are you superstitious at all?
I don't think that I'm super superstitious, but I love to listen to music before I go out on the competition floor.
What kind?
And I listen to country music.
Okay.
Not the best hype-up music.
It. No, I dig it. Who's your favorite?
I like to listen to Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen's hot right now.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your routine then?
I'll wake up, and it depends on our schedule, but we will have a certain amount of time to get ready, and I'm a hair braider on the team, so usually I braid
about... Is that
about
an official title that you've been given?
Yeah, no? Hair braider.
Yeah, I gave it to myself.
Yeah.
I braid six people's hair, and then I get ready myself, and then head to the competition and get taped, and we always write on our hand, and I always write the same thing. I put my dad's initials. I write Faith in our hashtag. So the same thing.
Do all the girls write on their hands?
Yes.
Different things?
Yes. Okay. Every person writes.
Is that always happen, or is that unique to this team this year?
No, it's always been a thing. Once you get here, you just start doing it, and it becomes a habit. So I guess that's a big superstition now.
I like it. Now, before we get too far and I forget, we got a huge match, by the way, or a huge meet coming up on Sunday night. Utah is going to be here. They're number 5 in the country, and it's at 6:45. It's on ESPN, but we want to pack the place on Sunday night. We want 10,000-plus Sooner fans inside the LNC. And one of the things they're doing, they have a giveaway. We're celebrating last year's national championship on Sunday night. It's alumni night, so several of your greats from years gone by are going to be back in town. And the first 350 fans are getting replica national championship rings. Now, this is the real deal, folks. This is Audrey's national championship ring from last year's title. I don't know if you can see the one. Here, hold it up. They got your tight shot there.
Okay.
It's got the one right in the middle. You know, there's only one Oklahoma. This is the replica ring that they're giving away. This is not plastic, folks. This is heavy. This is legit. They're giving away the first 350 fans in attendance on Sunday night, replica national championship rings and the pom-poms as well. So make sure you're in the LNC on Sunday night. Coach, how do you compare? Coaches don't like doing this, but how do you compare and contrast so far this year's team to last year's national championship team? Are the strengths the same?
No, I think there's a lot of different things we're seeing. I of course, don't compare where they were at the end of last year to now, but more so where were we at the beginning of last year and where are we now? And we have a lot more depth on our team. There's a lot more opportunities for you to see many people competing. Our health is extremely good. And I just think it's a little bit stronger team, you know, in terms of depth, and especially vault. I know I talked about this morning, but our vault team last year at this time, we were struggling a little bit. And now Coach Ball has us in a better place. Even Audrey. Audrey's one of those people who improved over the summer on vault and is doing a really difficult vault that she didn't compete last year. So when people make improvements like that, it makes our team better. So I think we are a little bit better place than we were last year at this time.
Audrey, do you have a favorite event?
My favorite event is either beam or bars.
Okay.
She knows she has to say beam because I'm sitting here. Bars is her favorite.
Bars is her favorite?
Both equally.
Yeah. You're pretty money at any of them. You're from Florida,
yes.
Right? Oakland, Florida?
Yep.
Why did you end up at Oklahoma? What got you here?
Well,
is it this lady right here?
Yes. I was born and raised in Florida, and then for my high school years, I moved to Texas, so I was pretty close here, and Oklahoma is just so amazing, and it was just one of those things where I wanted to be a part of a winning team, and coming here and being a part of that family was something that's important to me.
What does Audrey mean to your team?
Honestly, she's a huge leader for our team, like the temperature of our team. She is somebody who cares a great deal. She's always reaching out to people who are having a difficult time, or she can see things that maybe other people don't see. She's very tender-hearted and very sweet. And though she's a lion when she competes, inside she's very soft, and I think that people understand that she has great compassion. She's also a very gracious person.
And nobody would get their hair braided if she wasn't here either.
And then we'd have messy hair.
That's right. That's unacceptable. Audrey, thanks for being with us tonight. Good luck for the rest of the season, and go get them on Sunday, okay?
Thank you.
Audrey Davis, everybody. Danae Fletcher's going to join us next. Stay with us. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank talks all things Sooners. New episodes drop nearly every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Welcome back to the huddle, everybody. Don't forget, top of the hour, we're talking basketball next hour with Porter Moser, Jenny Baranchek, Taylor Robertson, Tanner Groves. We've got a big show, but we're talking women's gymnastics right now. They've got a huge meet coming up on Sunday night, 6:45 in the Lloyd Noble Center, Utah. One of the combatants last year for the national championship. They're going to be again this year. ESPN's broadcasting this across the country, but we want 10,000 plus in the LNC on Sunday night. So roll out to see the number one ranked defending national champion Sooners. And this young lady, Danae Fletcher, everybody, is with us tonight. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for being here. She's from Philadelphia. Last year, an All-American on floor, was the Norman Regional Champion on vault as well. An incredible gymnast. You have to see her floor routine, Coach?
Yes.
Jazzy.
She can dance.
She can dance. Tell me about LSU. How much fun was it down there to beat those guys?
It was really fun. Yeah. I mean, I kind of thought of it as their crowd being our crowd. So I kind of fed off of their own energy as mine, and I kind of imagined it us being in the LNC, and I just thought it was a really fun environment for us to be in, super tough, and I thought that we handled it really well.
Do you hear it when you're performing? Do you hear the crowd, or is it all tunnel vision?
I didn't hear anything personally when I was going. I like to tune everything out and just kind of focus on what I'm doing. But when you land and when you hear your own crowd, I can hear my own crowd deeply in my head. So I really enjoyed the environment.
We got a little 70s-inspired floor routine this year?
Yeah, a little bit.
Whose idea was that?
Hers.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I really love 70s music. It's kind of from my dad's side of the family, and I just really enjoy listening to it, and I have a lot of fun dancing to it. So I thought it would be really fun to do, and it was super different than what I did last year. So I just really wanted to do it.
The choreography coach, I know you're in charge of that, but does it work like this a lot where the student athlete will come to you and have a recommendation or a request?
I like it when it works that way, but it doesn't always work that way. But it's better that way because then that's something they're really invested in.
It's they in their
really
soul.
Like it. Yeah, they love it. And so you can see that in their performance and on their faces. Yeah.
You're from Philly. Why did you come to Oklahoma?
The family aspect. I mean, KJ has been like so supportive and she's definitely my second mom. So I just really love the family aspect. You feel at home when you're in Oklahoma, and it doesn't matter where you're from. You're always accepted, and the team is so warm. The coaches are so warm. They've been together for a super long time, so it's just a team chemistry all around. It's so awesome.
KJ's not going to like this, so you can take your headset off and not pay attention, coach, if you want, but what makes her so good? I mean, this is the Bill Belichick of women's gymnastics. This is the Patty Gasso of women's gymnastics. Choose your goat. Why? What makes her so good?
I think it's her personality. So she's always cracking jokes in the gym, and she just makes the environment so light. Like when we're on bars, and she always asks you, "Do you want a bagel while you're sitting in the chalk box?" Or it's just those light jokes that just make practice so fun. And we love when she cheers for us during our floor routines, our bar routines. We can hear her, and it really helps us. And she's just so light in the gym.
KJ, there's always this moment before a routine where you'll have a final word with whoever's about to, you know, compete. What happens in that final conversation?
It's only on Beam that I do that, really. And I honestly just talk them through technically their part of the routine. I also try to keep it loose and kind of just get them to relax a little bit. Sometimes I will talk about not even the routine they're about to do because I think on Beam it's really important to have a calmness about you. And a relaxed kind of normalness. So that's really kind of what I'm doing is just kind of talking them through what they hear every single day in the gym.
I asked Audrey about her routine and whether she has any superstitions. What about you?
I have a family picture that I pray over before every meet just to keep myself grounded and help with just any nervousness that I'm feeling. And I do it every meet, and it really helps. Yeah, but I also listen to music and right on my hand, and we have our little OU stickers, and we go to one of our seniors, Allie Stern, and we get sparkles put on it, and we do it every meet, and it's so fun.
Morgan Wallen in the headphones, too, for you?
No.
Definitely not?
Definitely not.
70s music, I assume, for you, right?
I like to listen to My Girl by Temptations before the meet.
Oh, that's the song. Mm-hmm. That's the go-to song.
That's the go-to song that I have to listen to.
Coach, so many of your athletes we could ask you about. I wanted to pick out one of the freshmen, though, because I know Faith Torres tearing it up for you early on.
Yeah, I mean, it's super tough just to be a freshman, right, Danae? I mean, remember that? It's just hard to be a freshman. And so to have all that responsibility, she's really handled it well. She's very lighthearted, doesn't take herself too seriously, I think, and has... And whatever you ask her to do, she's willing to do. The first meet, she didn't do all around. Last meet, we had her do all around. And she just kind of goes with it. She made an error in the last meet, and I loved the way she handled it. She just kind of brushed it off. And that's what you want, someone who can let something like that go and move on to the next event and kill it. That's really good to have a short memory like that sometimes. But she's just been phenomenal. I think she's fit in really great, too.
Yeah, she has.
Tell me about the team chemistry.
It's great. I feel like since I've been here, it's the strongest that we've ever been. Yeah. Between our team retreats and us hanging out in the hotels when we travel, we just have a super fun time together. And we joke around all practice and we do a bunch of silly stuff. And that's also what makes our team chemistry so great.
Show them the bling. All of them showed up with their bling tonight. Look at this. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we got our sparkly rings there.
She can't hardly hold her hand
yeah,
up. There's
heavy.
So much on it.
It's really heavy.
All right. We want a huge crowd Sunday night, KJ. How much of a difference does it make?
Oh, it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer. And we've been to some really incredible environments, Utah being one of them, yeah. Florida being one of them, LSU. Like, these are crowds 10,000, over 10,000. It's something that makes a big difference. We need to have that environment in our home arena.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah, you deserve it.
And we've earned it.
Yeah, you've earned it. They deserve it. They absolutely
come on
do.
Out.
Let's take a look at the schedule coming up for the women's gymnastics team. It's brought to you by the Riverwind Casino. Still the one. They've got Utah, you see there, coming up on Sunday night. Then you're going to travel out to the Rocky Mountains. Iowa State coming in. And if you were to look even beyond that, Coach, wow. I mean, you have really not only going to LSU, you opened up in Vegas. You saw some great teams out there. And on down the line, you're really challenging your team again this year, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yes. One weekend we have Florida and Michigan in the same weekend. I'm not sure who scheduled that, but
yeah, maybe you.
I think it was me. And I mean, it's either going to be the most brilliant move ever made or maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's going to challenge them, and I think that's what prepares them at the end.
This is a show, too. People need to, if you've never been to a women's gymnastics event, it's highly competitive. It's a lot of fun, but it's like a two-hour show. It is a blast to see in person.
It literally is. There's action all the time. There's always something to do, something catching your eye. Even just watching the gymnasts in between rotations and things like that. It's just full of action. And it's 90 minutes long and very doable with your family. Like, even your three-year-old can literally love it
yeah.
and focus on it. So I think it's a great family event, but it's artistic. It's special. It's different.
Yeah, and they're the national champions, folks. I know you're focused on Sunday night, but Coach, if I could quickly ask you about the future. When you go into the SEC, what's that look like for women's gymnastics for you?
I mean, the SEC is the strongest conference in our sport. You're looking at teams that have, you know, 10 national championships to their name in the University of Georgia, Alabama and Florida that are traditionally phenomenal, LSU, where we just came, who have crowds of people following them. It's really an incredible environment, and their fans travel. They
yeah.
travel big time. And so it's going to be a big step for us. You know, there are some things that we definitely need to do. You know, upgrading our facilities is definitely on that list, and we're still working hard to make that happen. But it's going to be exciting, too. Like, you're never going to have a weekend off. Never. I mean, this conference is tough.
Is the lineup out? Does everybody know where they're at Sunday night? Does Danae know what she's doing Sunday night yet?
No, not yet.
No?
Nope.
No.
Saturday night.
What are
she'll
you hoping
find
for?
Out.
I'm hoping for a solid three.
Yeah.
Vault bars, floor.
You're going to be in the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be in the, we got to see that
I
70s
so.
Routine out there. Yeah. KJ, good luck. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being here.
Thank you.
Danae, good luck. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being here. The champs, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll wrap up the huddle next here at Rudy's. The Huddle is brought to you by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Valor Auto Group, OG&E, Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch. All right, welcome back. Final segment of The Huddle is brought to you by Old Trapper Beef Jerky, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Great for tailgating at football, basketball games, hunting, fishing, or just an everyday snack. So a little bit of a Beauty and the Beast show for you tonight on The Huddle. Wrestling and women's gymnastics. Wrestling Friday night in McCaslin Fieldhouse against West Virginia. That'll be at 7 o'clock if you can make it out. If not, it will be broadcast on ESPN+. Women's gymnastics Sunday night in the Lloyd Noble Center. They get Utah, a top five showdown coming up. That'll be a 6:45 start. Come on, pack the place Sunday night. Let's help out the champs. If you cannot make it, it will be nationally televised on the mother station. ESPN will be carrying that one on Sunday night. Great to have Lou Roselli and Josh Heinzelman with us tonight for the wrestling team. K KJ Kindler, Audrey Davis, and Danae Fletcher from Women's Gym. Stay with us after this break. We're talking basketball with Porter Moser. Tyler Neal going to join me next. Tanner Groves coming up as well. Sooner Sports Talk right around the corner.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the OU Bud Light Huddle, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.